You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
In New York State, there are now 20,875 confirmed cases, 5,707 new cases. Senate Democrats in Washington again blocked a version of the $1.8 trillion relief package on the basis that it offered too little protection for workers and too much potential for abuse by corporations. The tenor of the debate got heated. The New York Times reports, quote, "Are you kidding me? This is not a juicy political opportunity. This is a national emergency," unquote, said Senator Mitch McConnell, with no apparent irony. The impasse is primarily about a $425 billion fund that the Federal Reserve could access for loans to assist broad groups of companies with few restrictions tied to the loans. As the legislation is currently written, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin would not have to disclose recipients until 6 months after the loans were disbursed. Talks continued late into March 23rd. The White House's coronavirus response coordinator is worried about New York City's, quote, attack rate, unquote, which is reportedly about five times higher than other areas. Catskills counties have been telling New York City residents to stay away. Today, on March 23rd, the New York Times reported that Florida doesn't want them either. New Yorkers fleeing for less populated or less infected areas was a subject of a Times Dilemmas column on March 23rd. Airbnb bookings by urbanites looking to flee rural areas are surging, and second homeowners are fleeing to their country homes. Quote, "I can't just imagine staying in an apartment with a dog and a child when there's a lawn and space upstate," unquote, said Natasha Schull, 48, a cultural anthropologist at New York University who left Manhattan on March 19th for her home in Delaware County. Worried about a medical condition that predisposes her to pneumonia, she checked the number of ventilators available at the hospital there, 12. Announced by the state March 23rd, a temporary hospital under construction at the Jacob K. Javits Center in Manhattan got a delivery of masks, gloves, gowns, and other hospital supplies from the federal government. Governor Andrew Cuomo got a tour of the hospital in progress. Two former secretaries to the governor, Steve Cohen and Bill Mulroe, have been charged with developing a plan for restarting the state's economy after the New York State on-pause order is lifted. A third, Larry Schwartz, has been given the job of helping the state find health care equipment and supplies and increasing hospital capacity. The State Department of Financial Services is asking health insurers how many nurses, doctors, and other health care professionals they employ so it can reach out and ask them to serve in the field during the pandemic. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of a new experimental drug in New York on a compassionate care basis, meaning that it can be used without any guarantee of benefit by people with life-threatening illness and few treatment options. Patients will be able to get the antibody injections, the press release states, which is one way of saying that blood from people who have recovered from COVID-19 will be collected and antibodies will be harvested and injected into sick people with the hope of stimulating their immune systems to fight the virus. The medieval-sounding treatment is not without risks, The Atlantic reports, but based on their experience with Ebola and other viruses, some researchers are hopeful about its prospects. A new drive-through testing center is opening in the Bronx, joining facilities that have already come online in New Rochelle, Rockland County, Staten Island, and Long Island. The federal government has agreed to cover 100% of the cost of deploying the National Guard in New York. It's not a full 100% federal disaster cost share, which Cuomo wants, but it's something. The state is launching a star-studded campaign to convince New Yorkers to stay home, dubbed New York Stronger Together, and featuring videos from homebound celebrities like Ben Stiller, who's learning chainsaw art. There's been some chatter on Twitter about how if the state wants to reach young people, they ought to enlist celebrities on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and other platforms. According to the Times Union, they're at least looking into it. Cuomo again called on President Donald Trump to use the 1950 Defense Production Act to coordinate manufacturing and to stop price gouging for badly needed protective equipment and other medical supplies. The president thinks it's socialism and so far has resisted. In the March 23rd daily coronavirus press briefing, Cuomo mused aloud about what efforts to get the economic engine of the state restarted again might look like. Should people who have recovered go back to work first? Should younger people who are statistically at lower risk for the virus but are also a significant vector of infection? With testing still lagging far behind new infections and much of the nation still not at the standstill that would be needed to prevent millions of deaths in the U.S., this kind of talk might be a little premature, but the governor is already looking ahead. David Latt, the 44-year-old founder of the legal blog Above the Law, has been tweeting about having COVID-19 from a bed at NYU's Langone Hospital. Over the weekend, Latt's condition declined and he was put on a ventilator. A growing list of Capital Region hospitals are shutting down community testing, reserving dwindling stocks of tests for healthcare workers and people sick enough to be admitted to the hospital. In Westchester County, there are now 2,894 cases confirmed, 1,021 new. Westchester County Executive George Latimer released a breakdown of the county's cases by municipality. Other county leaders have resisted revealing the towns of people sickened by the coronavirus, except in special circumstances, like when the case involved a food service worker. New Rochelle had the most cases with 223, followed by Yonkers with 145, and Mount Vernon with 70. Latimer only released numbers for the top 10 municipalities. There were 2,894 cases in the county as of March 23rd, according to Latimer. It's going to take a week to 10 days for the Army Corps of Engineers to set up the Westchester County Center in White Plains as a temporary hospital, LowHUD.com reports. Westchester County will receive 17,000 N95 masks, which protect healthcare workers from getting COVID-19, and 43,000 surgical masks, which protect sickened individuals from transmitting COVID-19, as well as other medical gear, according to Governor Cuomo. New York is suffering from a shortage of personal protective equipment. A worldwide shortage is felt more acutely in the United States because the personal protective equipment used in the U.S. is mostly made overseas, including 95% of surgical masks, and many counties have banned the export of personal protective equipment during their national emergencies. In Rockland County, there are 592 cases now confirmed. Two more county residents have died from the coronavirus, raising the toll there to five. One person died March 22nd and one March 23rd, according to the county. Their ages were given as 79 and 66 years old, and both had significant health problems. A wedding at a home in Rampamo was shut down by police for violating state orders against large gatherings. Rockland County Executive Ed Day ordered the police to break up the party. No tickets were issued. In Orange County, there are 389 cases confirmed, 142 new. In a video update posted to Facebook on March 23rd, County Executive Steve Newhouse called for volunteers to help organize community response. You can call 845-291-4000 to volunteer. The leader of Kiris Joel's religious sect tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Satmar Grand Rebbe Aaron Tadelbaum, 73, leads one branch of the Satmar, one of the U.S.'s largest Hasidic groups. There were 411 positive COVID-19 cases in Orange County as of 8:55 p.m. on March 23rd, according to the county. 19 people who had tested positive were hospitalized, and 44 people were hospitalized with their test results pending. In Dutchess County, there are 100 cases confirmed, 18 new. Several local companies are beginning to make personal protective equipment to fill statewide shortage of the supplies. Unshattered, a company based in Hopewell Junction that employs women recovering from addictions, is sewing surgical masks to be used at Vassar Brothers Medical Center. The company was about to shut its doors last week when it repurposed its business, which normally produces hand-sewn handbags, to produce the masks. Unlimited Tomorrow, based in Rhinebeck, is also helping out by producing 1,000 face shields. Dutchess County Public Transit is reducing its service starting March 24th. Only routes E, J, K, and L will be operating, with service provided from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Other fixed routes will be suspended, as well as Dial-A-Ride and Flex service. A special on-demand service can transport senior citizens, those with disabilities, and veterans who don't have access to the open routes. Fixed route fares will be reduced to 75 cents per ride. To access the on-demand services for groceries, prescriptions, or medical needs, call the Dutchess County COVID-19 information line at 845-486-3555. In Putnam County, there are 45 cases confirmed, 8 new cases. A news release on March 23rd stated there are now 46 confirmed cases in Putnam County. As of yesterday, the coronavirus is now considered widespread in the county, officials said, with cases in every town. In Ulster County, there are now 35 cases confirmed, 9 new cases. County Executive Pat Ryan called on the state to retrofit existing structures into surge hospitals to meet the expected deluge of COVID-19 patients. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and state workers are expected to begin preparing 4 surge hospitals in Westchester, Manhattan, Suffolk, and Nassau counties in Long Island this week. Ryan also said there was an urgent need for medical supplies, and the medical system would run out of personal protective equipment like surgical masks in 1 to 2 weeks. He asked anyone with personal protective equipment to call the COVID-19 hotline at 845-443-8888 to donate it to frontline personnel. The county's first mobile testing site opened March 23rd on the Tech City campus outside Kingston in the town of Ulster. Mobile testing allows people with potential COVID-19 cases to be tested without exiting their cars so the contagion can be contained. Several mobile testing sites are operational in the southern Hudson Valley. To be tested at Tech City, you must be screened over the phone by your primary care physician or, if you do not have one, by calling the COVID-19 hotline at 845-443-8888. Those who qualify will be given appointments. The county is struggling with a shortage of test kits, a problem throughout the Hudson Valley. The rural Catskills counties of Sullivan, Delaware, and Greene all issued statements last week telling visitors and second homeowners from downstate to stay away. On Monday, Schoharie County joined them in issuing a similar statement. But so far, Ulster isn't sending any such message. Asked about the issue Monday by a Daily Freeman reporter, Ryan declined to join in. Quote, "Those are not our values," unquote, he said. Quote, "Especially in a moment of challenging crisis, we're supposed to all be in this together," unquote. Cornell Cooperative Extension in Ulster County is seeing increased demand for services, both from farmers and backyard gardeners and would-be chicken keepers. Last week, the Times Herald Record reported that high demand for farm products had local farmers in the Black Dirt region scrambling to meet the need. The Mohonk Preserve is closed to the public until further notice. The private preserve on the Shawangunk Bridge has also canceled all programming. Sullivan County, there are now 23 confirmed cases, 7 new. According to a March 23rd news release, there are currently 25 cases now in the county. The release states that, quote, "unnecessary travel is banned as of 8 p.m., unquote. But as we noticed March 22nd, this is misleading. There is no general travel ban or road closure in the state, and any travel bans that might be enacted in the future would need to come from New York State, not local governments. Under New York's 10-point pause policy, in effect as of 8 p.m. March 22nd, all New Yorkers are being advised to keep a 6-foot distance from others in public and refrain from unnecessary use of public transportation, and all non-essential gatherings of any kind are canceled. But there are no penalties for individuals for traveling or being on the roads. Catskill Regional Medical Center is looking at adding 45 hospital beds to its facility, considering adding beds to pre-surgical areas, conference rooms, and existing hospital units, and potentially using mobile medical surgical units, according to the Sullivan Catskill Times Facebook page. Governor Cuomo ordered hospitals in the state on March 23rd to expand their bed capacity by 50%. In Columbia County, there are now 10 cases, 5 new cases. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell announced there are now 19 cases in COVID-19 in the county, though none of the sickened individuals have required hospitalization. The county's Emergency Operations Center will be open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to monitor the situation starting on March 23rd. Morrell also noted the importance of social distancing to slow the spread of the virus. Testing in Columbia County might be lagging behind other area counties. Along with other Albany area hospitals, Columbia Memorial suspended its community testing program March 20th. Capital Region hospitals are facing a shortage of tests and prioritizing hospitalized sick people and healthcare workers. The Ichabod Crane School District, which serves northwestern Columbia County, announced one of its students tested positive for COVID-19. The district schools have been closed since March 17th, later than counties farther south, but before any cases were confirmed in the county. Cooper's Daughters Distillery and Cooperage in Claverick has started to make hand sanitizer and donate it to first responders and local hospitals. It has so far made 50 gallons with its catch of alcohol, enlisting other area businesses for the other ingredients. They have so far donated it to the Hudson Police Department, Columbia County EMT, and 7 county fire departments. In Delaware County, there are 3 cases confirmed. The state is counting three confirmed cases in the county, two of which were added March 22nd, although Delaware County's news release on March 23rd cites two. In a March 21st release, the county noted that one of two new confirmed cases had been transferred from Delaware County Public Health Services to the New York City Health Department for monitoring. Delaware County Clerk's office is closed until further notice and is not accepting filings except for a list of emergency exemptions that include domestic violence restraining orders, emergency guardianship orders, and a few others. In Greene County, there are four cases, two new. According to a March 23rd press release, Greene County currently has six positive cases in Windham, Hunter, and Cairo, and 26 people are self-monitoring for possible exposure. Three Greene County inmates being housed at the Albany County Jail are in isolation after they came into contact with a nurse who tested positive for COVID-19. There have been fears the virus will enter the jail system, where it could run rampant, leading to the cancellation of most visitations in the state. Those fears have been realized in New York City, where 38 inmates and corrections officers tested positive at Rikers Island and other city jails. However, there are no confirmed coronavirus cases as of March 23rd in Greene, Columbia, and Ulster County jails. The Greene County Legislature is asking residents not to list vacation rentals online. The Daily Freeman reports, quote, "As we meet the many challenges in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Greene County Legislature strongly requests that all property owners remove any short-term rental listings from services such as Airbnb and VRBO immediately," unquote, the legislature said in a prepared statement issued March 23rd. In Schoharie County, there's one case confirmed. Joining their fellow Catskills counties of Sullivan, Delaware, and Greene, but not Ulster, Schoharie County tells visitors from areas where the outbreak is more advanced to stay away, although in slightly less pointed terms. Quote, "Schoharie County is a rural community with one small hospital, which is not equipped to provide the higher level of care COVID-19 patients will need and will quickly become taxed if they were to receive a large number of patients," unquote, said the release issued by the County Office of Emergency Services. Middleburg Rotary is offering a $100 scholarship, $50 for runners-up, for the best essay from a Middleburg Central School student on coping with life and education during the outbreak. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills and the Hudson Valley from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com or TheOtherHudsonValley.com for more information.